Welcome to UN Gender Focus. I'm Deanne Penn at United Nations Headquarters in New York. Coming up in this week's program, an art project exposes the grim realities of women in Bolivia's prisons, and we hear about the $17 trillion cost of keeping women out of the workplace. But first, in a world beset by crises and disasters, women and girls are far more vulnerable than their male counterparts. That's according to UN Women's Humanitarian Coordinator and Deputy Director of Programs, Daniel Seymour. Women and girls are 2.5 times more likely to be out of school and far more likely to lose their jobs. The UN agency is working to empower women to be more resilient in responding to a crisis. Andita Listiarini asked Mr. Seymour why promoting gender equality is important in times of crisis, especially when people mostly focus on basic humanitarian assistance.
Crises impact men and women, boys and girls differently. So I think people are familiar with the idea, for example, of vulnerability to sexual exploitation or trafficking and so on. But actually, as you look across all of the indicators, everything we measure, every way we try to figure out what the impact of a crisis has been on people, we see that women and girls come off worst. So they're 2.5 times more likely to be out of school, for example, or far more likely to have lost jobs or employment. Every way across, you see there's greater vulnerability. But also, women and girls have this incredible capacity to support and protect their families and their communities. Just like in all other areas of life, it's women who really take the lead in looking after their families and particularly their children, who are also among the most vulnerable in a crisis.
Can you give some examples of concrete humanitarian work that UN Women has done to empower these women that you mentioned?
UN Women's role in emergencies and crises is to find the best ways that we can really support the overall UN response. The first thing we do is that we make sure that everybody who's taking part in responding to a crisis has the information and the understanding they need of what is it about this crisis, this emergency, that's special for women and girls, both in terms of their vulnerabilities but also the contribution that they can make. So, for example, in the response to Ebola, we did a study together with Oxfam that really showed the ways in which women and girls were vulnerable to infection, but also the opportunities that women and girls had to help prevent further infection and to help the country recover. Second thing we do is we call it localization, but it's basically what it means is we support women's organizations and things like women's ministries in government to be really active and play a full part in the response to an emergency. For example, in Nepal after the earthquake, we were working very closely with the women's ministry, also with women's organizations, so that they could really be active in shaping the response and the recovery from the earthquake. Lastly, the final thing we do is we do have a service that we provide where it's appropriate and in a form that's appropriate depending on the context. And these are essentially centres that women can go to provide a whole range of services and support. And one of the biggest things there is opportunities to earn an income and to get training so that they can become resilient and look after themselves.
How effective have your projects been?
What we see is, again and again, these really, I think, deeply inspiring examples of individual women who've gone through the centres and have been able to earn money that they use to help their kids get to school, to make sure they've got the food they need, to it's simple things like being able to afford blankets because it's cold at night.
A new audiovisual project to raise awareness about the situation of women prisoners in Bolivia was launched recently by the UN's Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC. Titled Obrajes, which is the name of a women's detention center in Bolivia, the project exposes the grim realities of 12 imprisoned women. Overcrowding, the severe cost of incarceration, and inadequate prison conditions have resulted in the specific needs of women prisoners not being met. Priyanka Shankar has the story.
Women prisoners in the Latin American country of Bolivia face grim realities. Many have been incarcerated for life for petty crimes and drug-related offenses. Antonino De Leo from the UN's Office on Drugs and Crime spoke to me about the condition of female prisoners.
The percentage of women in prison is higher than in the rest of the world. The reality in many prisons risks undermining the ultimate purpose of a sentence of imprisonment, which is the protection of society from crime.
In order to highlight the crisis in prisons and expose the vulnerability of female prisoners in Bolivia, an innovative audio-visual project was launched by the UNODC. Titled Obrajes, its creator, Alessandro Scotti, told me it portrayed the experiences of 12 women in prison settings.
What I did basically is to build a small set within the prison with two beds in a cozy, closed room that would guarantee an intimate environment. And I basically offered eliciting sessions, and whoever wanted could just come in. Project output is an installation where you have sound and visuals. It's being installed in a public museum in the city of La Paz. And basically you have an oral surrounding of these voices of women talking about themselves. And then there is a number of screens that display a series of shots that I did in a very objective way, as opposite to the dialogue, which is very subjective.
This whole project must have also been an emotional journey for you.
Yes, indeed. It's been a very moving journey. In most cases, the women that I worked with are very, very simple people who, I guess, didn't have the means to understand the whole picture or whatever they were participating in. And this is clear when, for example, they explain how much they got paid to deliver drugs here and there.
Obrajes also aims to support criminal justice reform in Bolivia by focusing on overcrowding in prisons and highlighting the situation of youngsters in prisons as well. Priyanka Shankar, United Nations.
Keeping women out of the workplace costs the global economy around $17 trillion, the head of a leading NGO in Canada has told the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. Julie Delahanty is executive director of Oxfam Canada and recently took part in a panel discussion at the IMF on reducing the gender gap. She said that vulnerable women were impacted the most by rising inequality. Bruce Edwards asked her how pervasive gender inequality was in the global job market.
There's no country in the world, I can say fairly confidently, where women are paid more than men, and there's no country in the world where gender inequality doesn't exist. It manifests itself differently depending on the context, depending on the country, depending on where women are located and what other issues they're dealing with, whether it's race or ethnicity, or so there's that kind of intersection of issues that women might be dealing with.
Do you think that the issue is tied closer to the economy in developing countries? Like, is there a greater economic impact of these inequities in developing countries than there are perhaps in advanced economies?
Well, I think research shows that the impact on the world economy is huge. The loss to the economy is estimated to be around $17 trillion, the loss of not having women more active in the paid work. But even the benefit that women give to the economy through their unpaid care work, it's also been estimated that women's unpaid care work is worth $10 trillion per year, the kind of work that they do. So it's more strongly felt in developing countries because people are living in such extreme poverty often. So the kind of general economic inequality is much more stark. And the kinds of services that would support less inequality are harder to come by in developing countries, or developing countries aren't able to invest in those things that help support greater equality. So things like public services, health, education, sanitation, childcare, all those things, it's much harder because governments have a harder time also raising revenue in developing countries. So because of, you know, tax havens and a situation where you have corporations and rich individuals who are able to avoid paying their taxes because of weak tax systems. And that has a huge negative impact on the ability of governments to invest in the kinds of investments they would need to support greater gender equality.
You've been listening to UN Gender Focus from the United Nations in New York. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Deanne Penn.